RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So I'm going back to the parenting thing because I know that I'm harping on it a little. Well, I did it at the top of the hour, but I'm going to do it here at the bottom of the hour as well, because I think that it's something, I don't know one single parent that hasn't run into this issue about other people's kids. We call them OPCs or OPKs, other people's children, and then the parenting styles of other parents. And so you see kids that are well-behaved, and you look at their parents, and you say, what are they doing? Or you see kids that are ill-behaved, and you look at their parents, and then you say, you know, what is it that they're doing? Most parents, if you ask them, think that they are doing an awesome job, and that what they're doing is absolutely the right way to do it. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm the only one who's doing it the right way. No, I'm just kidding. I can say that stuff, but I do have very well-behaved, well-mannered children. So I am a little bit biased in that way. I certainly know that I am. But what makes a good parent? What is it that you do that makes your children well-behaved or not? Is this innate? Is it environmental? Is it genetic? What is it that makes a better child or a better teenager, a better behaved teenager or child? Is it the parent, or is it just something innate in the child? Well, I think it's both. And I think that the child role models the parents. If you're a screamer, your child will become a screamer. If you're somebody who does not discipline your child, they are going to push the boundaries to see if you will discipline them, to see if there's some way that they can get you to respond or react to the things that they do. If you're a parent that spends way too much time hovering over your children, they're going to be the child that pulls away. If you're one of those parents that spends very aloof, you're not around your children, they're going to be children that struggle and try to get you to pay attention to them, whether it's by hook or crook, whether it's being a good boy or a bad boy. They're going to do whatever it takes to get your attention. So I think we all look at our parenting styles. We do have to try not to judge. There's stuff on Facebook all the time about not being a judgy parent. And I try not to be a judgy parent. I've had people judge me, and I have, you know, judged others. And we have to, as parents, try not to do that, because it's hard, I know. But like I said, send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com, with your suggestions and judging, whatever you want to say, about parenting and good parenting. Thanks for listening, and stay well.